Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Someone tech hopping who's looking at me. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. I tell you what, guys, tonight's show is probably going to be a little bit lackluster after last night's roller coaster ride of fisticuffs and verbal warfare and speaking to a nonce in America. Yeah, we spoke to a paedophile in America, or certainly someone who stands up for the rights of paedophiles, even if he isn't one himself. Apart from that, great show last night, great show. But do you know what? I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling tired, and maybe it's just time just to do a nice relaxing show, shall we? 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Alan.
Evening, Mike.
Yes, Alan.
I was just saying, there's a big night in football tomorrow night. Couldn't two big matches.
Literally, couldn't care less.
And if you're a Liverpool Villa fan,
I don't know if you heard me. I said I couldn't care less, and yet you then proceeded to tell me about it.
Sorry, I can't talk long. I've got to answer the call now.
Okay, I'll get rid of you then. Simple as that. Let's try Gavin. Good evening, Gavin.
Hello, Ian. How are you, man?
None of your business, man. What you got?
Beautiful. Well, I've just had 46 accidental seconds talking to TalkSport.
Well, I bet that was fun. Which idiot was hosting there? Not the stupid woman who don't know how to punch. Shut up, Gavin! Will you shut up? You don't listen! Jesus! You don't listen, man.
Okay, man.
Okay, listen. Does everyone just listen? I've lost what I was saying now. Go on, what were you saying?
No, I've lost. Oh, yeah, TalkSport.
Yes.
And they asked me how much I knew about football, and I said, well, I was trying to get through.
Why is it right? Can we not? You're the second caller to talk about football to someone who doesn't care about football.
I don't know anything about.
Thanks very much. Why is it two calls in? God, this is a rough start to do. It's supposed to be a laid back vibe tonight. I'm really tired. And some stupid idiot parked really bad. We've got a tiny car park here at Talk Radio and Talk Sport. Tiny car park that we share, right? Little bit of the car park belongs to the building next door. And that man got so angry with me parking my car in his parking space. I didn't know it was his parking space. He put up bollards around it, removable bollards. So that's one space left. We're not allowed to park where the bins are for some reason, because if you do, you get wooden pallets lent against your car. Happened to me and Kath. So there's not many car parking spaces, but with a little bit of luck and a bit of imaginative thinking, you can park in the car park Tetris style, right? And you can easily get one, two, three, four, five. You can get five cars in that would still allow people to come and go. Right, five in without blocking the entrance. You could get those five in, and you could get another two in. That makes seven. But that might mean that those last two cars might have to move a little bit to let a couple of the other cars out. Okay, so you can get five cars in without causing a problem. Two more cars that might have to move a little bit later on, but that's understood that that's what happens. So I rock up to work tonight, 8:30, long, long old day. Good morning, Britain, this morning. What a day. I met Shane Ritchie, who was as delightful as you'd expect. I met Les Dennis, who was absolutely charming and wonderful. And then walked down the corridor and I saw some guy and I went up to say hello to him. Short black gentleman with a bowler hat. He went, "Hello, my name's Tito Jackson." I went, "I know who you are, Tito. You're Tito Jackson. You don't have to introduce yourself to... You're Tito Jackson." It's been a long old day. So I rock up at 8:30 tonight. And the area I said you could get five cars in, there was one car, Kath's car. Right? That meant there was space for four more cars before it started getting a little bit tricky. Four more cars. Right? But to get to that space, there's like a narrow alleyway, the width of a car, just over, car and a quarter. And some stupid idiot,
Talk Sport presenter,
had parked this, they all drive massive Range Rovers. They all drive massive Range Rovers. But people driving big cars who don't know how to drive them. So, this person had parked their massive Range Rover in the middle of the alleyway. Just left it there. And there were at least four more spaces behind that person's car. Just left it there. So I took a picture and texted Kath and said, "Which twit owns this?" "Ah, it's one of the Talk Sports. Someone will come down and move it." 15 minutes later, some lad comes down. Fair play. He's a lad who works at Talk Sport. And he said, "Oh, it's one of the presenter's cars." I went, "Well, can you tell that presenter that they have parked like a tit?" Anyway, so, long and short of it is, I don't know the best of moves. I can't be the Dalai Lama of the radio every night, guys. Come on. Let's try Gareth. Good evening, Gareth. You've not called in to talk about football, have you?
No, I haven't. No. What I called down, I've seen your documentary on Channel 5 and I could identify a lot with it.
I bet you could. I've not seen it, and I did a two-hour interview for what probably made 15 minutes of TV, so I've got no idea. I've got a couple of ideas which bits they left in there, so I don't know. But
good and very informative.
Was it? You got stuff out of it, did you, Gareth?
Yeah, like suffering from mental health. Mm. Probably somebody that mightn't. It's great they were called down. They inform people and they get the message out. And
do you know what I want to do now, Gareth? What I want to do is very second that would sort out my rising fury and would also sort my mental health out for 5 minutes. Do you want to do a big bucket full of icy water, right? Proper icy. It's icy.
Yeah.
And then just shove my head in it as far down as it will go and then pull it out. And then shake my head.
Like Ice Bucket Challenge episode a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but except I'm not doing it for charity and I'm not having it poured over me. It's just the head that's going in. That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. You can get a walk-in therapy for I know not what, where you walk into an ice room. And I love being freezing cold is the one thing that will cure my migraines.
I've heard about, where I live, there's this place where you can go and it's like a sauna sort of a thing, and it's a great thing, for mental health. I'm not totally sure all about it, but I heard somebody talking about it to me, and I need to investigate it more. But
investigate it. I've been to a salt cave.
Yeah,
but it's not really a cave. It's just a room on a trading estate that's filled with salt.
Yeah, sounds great. Like. It's great to get something where you can just adjust you can just sort of be more relaxed, because that's what happens to me. I would be sitting in like tenderhooks at times and just have to remember it. And especially with anxiety and panic attacks, the heat in the summertime sort of can leave you all flustered and like...
Strip off to your pants, Gareth. put on clean sheets and lie on the clean sheets in your pants and wish your life away. That's what you should do. That's my medical advice. I'm giving out medical advice. No, I'm not legally allowed to. But that's my advice. That's my medical advice.
Maybe what I called, I was it's appreciating the small things too, you know, like a walk.
Yeah.
Different things that you would take for granted, like looking up at the skies and just wondering how great everything is instead of focusing too much on the negative.
I love a good old walk. A Zen power walk is right up my strasser.
Gareth,
have a good weekend, fella. Cheers for calling.
Right then, same to you. Thank you, bye.
Tutty bye. Let's go to Ricardo. Good evening, Ricardo.
Hi, Ian. Is it going okay tonight? Is it a good show? How are you feeling?
I don't know. Are you listening?
Yeah.
What do you think of it so far?
I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, you cut off and had it pretty quickly.
So that means it's a good show, does it?
Kind of a good show.
Okay.
But, I worked something out the other day and I thought of you.
Yeah, go on.
I've realised for on and off, about 8 years or so, I rewatch Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
By Bruce Lee.
I know. Don't think, feel. It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger, or you will miss all the heavenly glory. So he says it's his glory.
Don't concentrate on the finger.
Sorry?
But, yeah. I've just realised every 8 years or so I have to watch. I don't have to, but I do. Mandatory watch Enter the Dragon.
It's a great film.
It's
the art of fighting without fighting.
But it's like really not that great, but it's brilliant, isn't it?
Right, hang on a second. YouTube, you can go and kiss your. I've had enough. Just Ricardo, stay there. Here's the thing, right? I am not a nanny service, right? I'm not a nanny in service, OK? So everybody on YouTube who is producing me, why don't you go and get a job as a radio producer or go and tell Ian Collins what to do or go and tell Nick Abbott what to do. Why don't you go and tell them what to do, right? Because I'm not a nanny in service. I'm not, I'm not going to tiptoe around people. This is my show. Everyone gets treated exactly the same, right? Everyone gets treated exactly the same. And if people are rude to me, I will be rude to them. So everyone on Twitter and everyone on YouTube who's producing this show, stick it. You're not welcome here tonight. I'm not having it. Go to the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Try it again, shall we? Ricardo!
Ian!
Hello, mate.
Hello, fella.
It's all better now. Got that out of my system. Got that on my armchair producers. It's 10 a penny. I've known Ian since 2016, and what he did was out of order. You don't know me. You don't know me. And you obviously, you don't understand the act as well as you thought you did. Thanks for listening. Bye!
It's a very strange dichotomy, isn't it, Ian?
I don't know. I'll look up that word at the weekend and get back to you next week. I know what dichotomy means. It's when you're holding a fish in one hand and a puma in the other.
Kind of is. Happy day. But no,
yes.
I was going to say,
yes.
in Enter the Dragon,
yes,
every 7 or 8 years, what a great film.
Oh, it's a cracking film.
You know...
Favourite line from Enter the Dragon?
Oh, hey, Mr. Hand Man.
No, that's... Say the proper line.
Oh, I thought that was the proper line.
Hang on, let me do it again. Bullshit, Mr. Hand Man.
Well, I didn't think I was allowed to swear.
Yes, the proper line. That is the proper line. It's a great film. It's a great film, and what's brilliant now... Because, of course, when they used to show it on the telly in the 80s, they would cut the nunchuckers out. So it would go from that bit where he whips out some nunchuckers, then suddenly he's sitting down in the cave and putting nunchuckers around it. So I never saw the nunchucker fight until about 10 years ago.
Yeah, but there was a bit of boobies as well.
Love. Oh, she's beautiful, that woman. She is beautiful, that woman.
Oh, that went with Mr...
With the American guy.
Yes.
I had such a crush on her as a 10-year-old.
Oh, tell me about it.
Wowzers.
She was like I literally thought I was going to marry her.
But then Jim Kelly, when they bring in like 20 hookers and they go, pick one. He goes, I'll have you and you.
Exactly.
And he picks 10. He goes, the rest of the ladies, sorry, I need an early night.
I'm a little bit tired. Come on. You know, it's been a long flight, Ian, if anything. It's been a long flight.
It's a good film. It's a really good film. And
it's a great film. But I watched Rush Hour 2 a couple of days after, and I was like,
does it not stand up? I used to like the Rush Hour. First couple of Rush Hour movies I liked a lot. Does it not stand up?
I like the bloopers. It's a bit like Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
I like the bloopers maybe more than
you know why the bloopers are in it? You mentioned Smokey and the Bandit. Ooh. It's because Burt Reynolds was a big fan of Jackie Chan's, and he was trying to break Jackie Chan in America in the 70s and 80s. That's why Jackie Chan's
in one of the films.
He's in Cannonball Run playing a Japanese man, even though he's from Hong Kong. But yeah, but Burt Reynolds was a huge Jackie Chan fan.
Yes. Yeah, because with the computer, the car that was a bit like Kit out of Knight Rider.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah.
I have not seen. Do you know what I could do with Saturday? Tomorrow I'm going off to interview someone, and we're going to play it out one night next week. I'm really thrilled about going to meet this young lady. Then I'm free all afternoon, and I'd really like to watch Cannonball Run, followed by Cannonball Run 2.
I'll get in.
That would be my perfect Saturday afternoon. I don't know if anyone can make that possible for me, but that's exactly...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What I'd like to do. They are funny films, man.
Oh, they're hilarious. They're dreadful, but they're brilliant. Oh, yeah. They're absolutely brilliant.
Because Roger Moore's in the first one, isn't he? It's like a James Bond character.
He's in one of them.
Roger Moore's in the first one, and Frank Sinatra's in the second one.
Old Blue Eyes. In the outtakes, he's not happy. Have you seen the outtakes?
I vaguely remember it. It's Sammy Davis.
They're referencing Jeffin, and he's a bit like, hey, come on, guys.
Yeah, he is. They're good. All right, that's Saturday afternoon sorted. Thank you very much indeed for that, Ricardo. I should be watching the Cannonball Run duology? Do you call it a duology?
Extravaganza,
Ricardo. Thank you for that.
Cheers, mate.
Bye. There we go. 03444991000 is the telephone number. You can listen to us on DAB. You can download the app. You can go to talkradio.co.uk. But one thing you can't do is you can't watch it tonight. Can't watch us tonight. We're having none of that. And maybe we jack the whole streaming it in because it's a radio show. Got to remember that. It's a radio show, guys. And, I do think that we are far too, as a society, far... I saw Matthew Wright. I can't remember Matt Haig. There we go. I was going through Matthew Wright, Matt Allwright, Matt Lucas, Matt Haig. There we go. That was the chain of events that took me to where I wanted to go. He came off Twitter today for about 20 minutes, as predicted, and went back on Twitter. Fair play. He was commenting on the Irish... vote that's going on today about abortion. You're going to get a lot of flack. Whatever you post about that, you're going to get a lot of flack. So I could see why he was getting flack. But I do think... Who was I talking to the other day? I don't know. But I was talking to someone about this whole thing of... If I do a radio show or a TV show and people don't like it. Back in the days, 20 years ago, they would go, right, I'm gonna write a letter of complaint about this. What he said there was outrageous. Right, where's a pen? Have we got any paper? Ah, there's the paper. Now, dear sir, I would like to complain about Ian Lee's twattish behaviour on the radio. It was awful and outrageous and I hated it. Right, envelopes. We got any envelopes? Now, most people would stop at that stage because no one ever has envelopes, right? But those that were determined would find an envelope. Then they'd have to somehow phone up and find the address, then a stamp that they'd have to go and post. That is a lot of effort. And if someone can be bothered to write a letter and put their name on it, then of complaint, then I respect that. I have to respect that. Although, when I was doing the 11 o'clock show 20 years ago, we would get, like, fan mail. But we never got... we never got, like, hate mail. And one day I was walking past this desk and there was a letter addressed to me and Daisy Donovan, who I used to do the show with. And I went, there's a letter for us here. It was a big pile of them. There's a pile of letters. So we opened the first one. Oh, God, it was horrible. Oh, God, it was horrible. I want to inject Daisy Donovan and Ian Lee with AIDS and send them to a tropical island so they can die slowly. Wowzers. But nowadays, if someone doesn't like something, they'll... Well, don't even email me. Even emailing me seems like a big faff. They will tweet or comment in a forum straight away, telling me exactly why I'm wrong and why this was bad and why that was a bad call and how they've been listening to me for 3 years and they know what I'm like, but that was out... Do all that. Do all that. And because we're on the radio or we're on the telly, we kind of have to take it. Ah, it's all part of the job. It's all part of the job. Being called a twan, it's all part of the job. Being told that you are wrong is all part of the job. It's all part of the job. It's not. It's not. It shouldn't be part of the job. Why should it be part of the job? Do you go to a baker and go, those rolls are shit? Those rolls are really, really shit rolls. And do you know what? I hope you die and lose your job. No one does that. No one does that. You go to Tesco and the woman on the till, God, I hate you. I hope you get cancer. No one does that. Or you go into the school where your kids are being taught in the middle of a lesson. Go right up to the teacher and go, you're a C. You are a massive C. Oh, and by the way, have a look at my penis. No one does that. No one does that. But on Twitter and in forums, apparently it's acceptable to do that. It's acceptable to go up to people, call them a C. If you're a woman, I know this happens a lot because Kath tells me about it and she shares them with me. You get people send pictures of their tiny misshapen penises. When did that become acceptable behaviour? It's not. And just because I'm on the radio, and just because Catherine is a woman who's on the radio, and just because, I don't know, Susanna Reid is a woman on the television, people think it's acceptable to do that and to say horrible things about our kids and wish all kinds of illnesses on us and send dick pics. It's not acceptable. It's unacceptable behaviour. Right, and telling me how to do my job and pointing out where I have gone wrong. Do you know what? I am not interested in your opinion on that. I am not interested on your opinion of where you think I've gone wrong. I generally know when I've gone wrong. And I apologise when I go wrong. There's something. Who else do you hear apologising on the radio because they've got something wrong or they've changed their mind? Who else? Name one other person on the radio that you've heard say sorry, sincerely, and mean it. Huh? Right. I will. So, here's the thing, right? Let's put our cards on the table, and then we'll have a break. Then we'll go to Nigel, and then we'll go to Bill, right? I know for a fact that me, Catherine and Sam are really, really good at our jobs. I know that for a fact, because there was a period in time when I wasn't good at this job, and I've worked with producers and co-presenters who aren't very good at their job, and I've certainly worked with people where Sam's sitting who are terrible at their jobs. God almighty. I know for a fact that we are good at our jobs, right? And this show is us. This show is mainly me and Kath, but Sam certainly has an input, right? And it's a different vibe when he's here. This show is us, okay? You don't know me. You don't know Catherine. You don't know the act as well as you think you do, because the act is ever changing, constantly switching. We are constantly, Catherine and I, consciously and subconsciously going, how can we get them tonight? What can we do to get them tonight? Constantly doing it. Sometimes we'll have the actual conversation. Sometimes we're just thinking it. Sometimes one of us will send a tweet going, oh, this will annoy some people tonight. Why don't we do this? And the other one will go, well, it's a bit far, isn't it? But yeah, go on. If you're up for it, I'm up for it. And we do it. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. Brilliant. Failure on the radio from time to time. Be prepared to fail. You don't know me. You don't know the show as well as you think you do. It's not always going to be what you want it to be. And here's the thing, right? I love people phoning in and sharing stuff with me. But I have always said, always, everyone gets treated the same. If a 10-year-old's rude, I'll call them out for being rude. If a 90-year-old's rude, I'll call them out for being rude. If a blind man is rude, I'll call them out for being rude. If a woman in a wheelchair is rude, I'll call them out for being rude. Everyone gets treated the same. We don't do special favours because of your age or your gender or your sexuality or your disability. There's no. My kids have got a new thing now when we play games. It's only just started in the last couple of months. If I'm winning, go easy on me, Dada. Go easy. And do you know what? They're 6 and 8. And sometimes I'll hold back a bit. Told ya. Sometimes I'll hold back. Of course, I go a little bit easy on them. But that's it. That's it, guys. I am not responsible for your stuff. And people on the YouTube channel, you still haven't got it. You still haven't got it. He's cut us off to annoy us deliberately. No. I think I know his act fairly well after years. No, you don't. You don't. You know bits of it, but you don't. Anyway, enough disappearing up our own fundaments. We've got Nigel, we've got Bill. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Nigel.
Evening, Ian.
Good evening.
How's things, mate? All right?
Yeah, things are all right.
Sorry about my language last week. It was bang out of order.
What did you say? No, don't tell us what you said.
I said the F word.
Okay, well, that was bang out of order.
It was a straightaway red card.
Yeah, well, we can't allow that.
But in the interim, I have got hold of Nico, that hilarious video fella that he had on.
Oh, the lad. Yes, of course. Sorry, my mind was a complete blank then for a second. Yes.
He is fantastic.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
I said, come down. You need a base in London.
Yes.
Come down to me. You can stay with me.
What?
Hook up with me and you can go into town and do your thing and come back.
Well, hang on a minute. You're offering to put up a young man in your house?
Yeah, my family abode, yes.
Okay. And what did he say to that?
He was quite willing to get involved with a sensible person.
Okay, and did you know a sensible person that you could put him in touch with?
The neighbour vouched for me, so yes, it was.
Okay, I think he lives in London, so why would he want to stay in your house in London?
It wasn't the impression I got, but I found him a very great good young person who was out there and willing to stretch these ridiculous people's imagination.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, Nigel, but that's, you know, right. I'm sure someone must do somewhere.
Can we do a little bit of karaoke, me, you and Cass? Got what? A great song lined up. I've got a new computer, and I think the sound from this system will really flow through your sound system and really develop well.
And I think it's going to flow through the sound system and really develop well down the phone line.
I think this is a start of a great online relationship between you, I, and the listener. And everything that I can give to you and everything that music has to give to the people.
You're Nutty McNutnuts, aren't you? Oh, that sound system is great!
But come on. Who is better than Whitney for a Friday night?
Well, I could name some living people, Adam.
Yeah, but, you know, for people that don't have living people with them.
Ghost hunters. All right, go on. Sing.
Oh, I'll have to sing as well.
You said you wanted to.
Oh, my mom, ba-da, ba-ba. It's a ball's on way.
Okay, right. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Ian, how you doing?
None of your business, mate. What you got for us?
Just by way of me. Just taking off speakerphone, that's all. I'm hoping that we can have a conversation relating away from mental health and cars and alcohol tonight. Just away, something a bit different.
Away you go. What would you like to say, Bill?
No, I'm just ringing up to say hello, really. I really haven't got an agenda. I've been up to Lancaster and I've been down to Bolton today, so I've had a bit of a ride out in the car.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a nice day, a different day than normal.
Is this the new car?
Yeah, the new car, yeah. It's just been a different day. No drinking and just driving, you know. Beautiful. Obviously, drinking and driving don't mix, so. No, and tomorrow, don't. I'm going to Skipton and York.
Brilliant. In your new £28,000 car?
No, my auntie's taking me, actually, in her car tomorrow.
What has she got? A flying Rolls Royce?
The flying lady. No, she's got just a simple Honda Civic.
Okay. Well, how could you go from a £28,000 car to a Honda Civic?
Well, it's just one of those things. Sometimes it's nice just to be driven, Ian, isn't it?
It is nice to be driven. You should hire your auntie as your chauffeur.
I could do, couldn't I? But could I trust her to drive my car?
Could you trust her? That is the $64,000 question.
It is. And the other thing that happened 2 days ago, it wasn't long after I spoke to you. I dropped my phone down the toilet, and that's knackered now.
Wow, you really are.
That wasn't very good.
You really are living la vida loca.
La vida loca. I like that word. But anyway, the car's running okay anyway. I don't really know what to say to you other than what we normally talk about, but I just thought I'd ring up and say hello to you and keep in contact.
And now I'll say goodbye. Thank you. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Great sound system, great car, great calls.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.